Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. So I am surrounded by a lot of talent from the Clemson Extension Service, and we are all going to learn together, those of us who do not know what we should know, about the Clemson Extension Service. We have Robert Carter. We have a guy by the name of Ben Boyles, who I could tell already is going to be an interesting challenge, and a lovely young lady here by the name of Evie Martell. So we're going to go first through some introductions, and Robert, we'll start with you because you're the quietest one at the table. And tell us a little bit about Robert Carter.
I'm a Rock Hill native, grew up here, went to Northwestern High School, and then to a great school called Clemson.
Ah,
yeah.
Is that part of the deal? Before you get a job with the Extension Service, you got to go to Clemson?
I think it was my father would have a stroke if I went anywhere else.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what it was. But yeah, I went to Auburn too.
Oh, you did?
I did a PhD at Auburn.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. All in forestry.
All in forestry?
Yes.
So we need to call you Dr. Carter. Is that right?
You could if you wanted to.
Okay, I will. Yeah, what the heck? I got it. I had it. So you've been, you do what with the Clemson Extension Service?
I'm the Area Forestry and Wildlife Agent for York, Lancaster, Chesterfield, Kershaw, Sumter, and Richland counties.
You did that without any notes.
He did that without any. Now, you left out one. You said York what?
Say York, Lancaster, Chesterfield, Kershaw, Sumter, and Richland.
What happened to Chester?
That would make it just, I didn't get that one. That's not how it worked out.
Who drew that map? I mean, really? Come on. All right. Enough out of you. Okay. This is your chance,
my
Ben.
My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. I am not a Rock Hill native.
You should have been in show business. I can tell already. Go ahead.
Glad to be here. Ben Boyles. I'm actually from Darlington, South Carolina.
Oh,
the
racetrack.
Pearl of the PD. Exactly.
All right.
Grew up there. Went to Clemson as well. Got a few degrees, and then came to Clemson in Clemson Extension in 2007.
2007.
So this is my 18th year here.
So should I call you Dr. Ben?
Not yet, no.
No, not yet. No. Are you working on that yet?
Perhaps. Maybe one day. We'll see. but not now. No, no doctor here. But I am the area agribusiness agent for York, Chester, and Lancaster counties. So that was easier to say. Three.
You got a three-county draw.
Three-county, tri-county area, yes, based in York. But I also get to cover the state as the director of the South Carolina New and Beginning Farmer Program.
Okay.
So I get to travel more so these days, which is
good.
Now,
you brought somebody with you, and I'm going to let you do the intro.
So Clemson Extension, we have 11 program teams, and you have three represented today. Robert's with Forestry and Wildlife. I'm agribusiness. And another component of Extension is our youth development programming, which is what we call 4-H. And we're very glad to have one of our York County 4-H'ers here with us today, Evie Martell.
So, Evie, hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
So tell us a little bit about Evie.
I've been born and raised in Fort Mill. I'm a homeschooler, and I'm in 11th grade, and I'm a York County 4-H'er and one of the three state STEM ambassadors.
Whoa. Whoa. You're an ambassador. Aha. So very quickly, I want you to tell us, for those who don't know, what the heck is 4-H?
4-H is the largest youth development program in the country. It focuses on the areas of agriculture, healthy lifestyles, leadership and civic engagement, and STEM.
And you know what? I've had a chance to interview a couple of 4-H'ers here. I don't know how long it's been, at least a year ago. And it's very interesting what those who are part of 4-H are doing and how they are working with animals. And how they, now you're going to have a place to showcase them.
Yeah.
That project's coming along pretty well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We've been to a couple of our county council meetings to, like, advocate for the agricultural arena, and it's a really exciting project.
Well, I tell you what, you need to really thank the Clover School District and the York School District, because they're the ones that pulled it together. And then some of your legislators who got the state to fund the majority of it. Seems to me you're about $4.5 or $4.75 million on a $5.3 million project. So you're doing very well. Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. All right. So I need some background, some history, whatever it is, on the Clemson Extension Service. When did this all start, Professor?
Oh, okay. Well, it started back in 1914. Was the Smith-Lever Act was federal legislation that was signed into law to really bring the research that's done at universities to the people. I like to say extension was Google before Google. You can imagine back in 1914, how was knowledge getting dispersed across the state? So if you're a farmer in York, how would you know what are the most innovative practices in agriculture, even for like rotating crops? So you would have, at that time, you would have Clemson faculty hopping on a train, going out into these communities to share the innovation and education that's happening on the university level.
So this Smith-Lever Act, was this a state?
It was federal legislation,
federal.
Yes. And the Lever part of that act is Frank Lever. He's from Lexington, South Carolina. So South Carolina has a proud history within Extension Service.
So you're telling me this is a federal piece of legislation, so every state has got extension services?
Every state has a land-grant university or multiple land-grant universities with an extension service with the goal of, you know, delivering the education to the people. Clemson was started in 1889 really with a trifold mission, so teaching undergrads, graduate school, research, and the third one was public service. And extension is the heartbeat of that mission area, delivering education to the public.
And you know what's interesting, that we live in this digital world now,
right.
All this doggone technology,
right.
And yet the basics are still in place. We need to understand Mother Earth, how it works,
right.
And how we can get it to work better for us so that we can have what we need, which is more than just a phone in our hand, right?
Exactly, okay. Right. There's so much information out there, but how do you know what's true or not true? And, you know, we really pride ourselves to be unbiased, research-based, and the go-to for that information.
All right. You say you have 11 programs.
We have 11 program areas within Extension.
I want you to rattle
them all off. But
sure you can. You got a written
So we have 4-H Youth Development, which is EB's a part of. Agribusiness, which is my program team. So we're focused on the business side of agriculture. Don't ask me how to grow anything. I can't identify a weed, or I can't tell you how to grow a better tomato, but I'm more of the business side, you know, developing a business plan, farm financial management.
So you can help me if I wanted to buy 100 acres and turn it into a farm.
Exactly. That's,
you could tell me,
that's my spot.
Okay.
Right.
Don't worry
so
about
we have
it.
That.
Do that.
Not today, Manning, not today. agricultural education for youth. We have agronomic crops program team, which is more of the row crops, corn, cotton, soybean focus. We do a lot of work in food safety. Robert here is with forestry and wildlife. Our horticulture program, so helping the backyard, the gardeners develop their skills.
Does that include the master gardeners?
Master
program?
Gardeners, yes,
yeah, okay.
Exactly right.
All right.
And we're really excited. We are. You might know Paul Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah, he's here for a long time. He retired last year, and we have a new horticulture agent that will be starting in May. So we're very excited about that.
Miss old Paul, that old voice.
Exactly. He's still around. He's still around part-time and helping out, but we're excited to have a new horticulture agent in the office. And then we have livestock and forages program teams, water resources, and finally rural health.
Shoot,
so
yeah.
A lot of different focus areas, but kind of all around the theme of agricultural, natural resources, and youth development.
All right. step up the microphone here, Robert. I want to know, your gig is forestry, is that right?
Forestry, wildlife, natural resources, yeah.
So you travel the state or your crazy area that you've got that does not include Chester County?
That's right,
but you include six counties. Six, right?
Six.
Why am I holding up seven fingers? I don't know.
It's a vision test. I don't know.
Six counties. And what do you do? I mean, you get calls all the time. I need help with this. I need to do this.
I get a lot of those calls, yeah. And sometimes I can answer them over the phone or through email. Sometimes I need to go visit a landowner, look at their lands, and tell them, give them advice on what they need to do to meet their objectives for their land, whether it's wildlife or forestry. You know, sometimes, I mean, I've had a lot of duck pond questions lately.
Really?
Anything outdoors we might get. And then we also have a Master Naturalist program, and there's one that's centered in York County. It's mainly runs out of the Anclos Greenway, right. But it's a Clemson Extension program, and I help with that a great deal.
Do you do a lot of work with the timber industry?
In a way, we do. We provide some education for them.
Right.
They can get their continuing forestry education by coming to some of our programs.
Right.
But a lot of what I do when I go visit a landowner, then we talk about what some of their options are to meet their objectives.
Right.
And then I tell them where to find a list of consultant foresters who can help them. You know, because it's not my job to really write a management plan for them. But the Forestry Commission and these consultant foresters can do that for them.
So if somebody had several hundred acres of land, it was full of pine trees, and they wanted to monetize that, so they cut the trees down.
Yeah.
Then they say, what am I going to do with this piece of land? They would come to you on how
they could,
to,
yeah.
And how
yeah.
to replant it?
Yeah. And we primarily provide the advice. And we have programs that tell you what to do. Like there's a new one that's it's not a new one, but it's going to start soon, the Master Tree Farmer. If you sign up for that, it's several weeks, and it covers everything you would do in forestry as a landowner.
It's amazing. That yeah. really is
and
amazing.
And it's all online now.
All online?
Yeah.
So how the Clemson Extension Service, I'm sure you keep tabulations on this. Roughly how many people are you all talking to in the course of whatever it is, a year or a month or 6 months?
Hundreds,
or?
Thousands.
I mean, yeah.
Across the state, hundreds of thousands. We have an office in every county in South Carolina. So we're.
Are you getting a lot of calls this time of year because the grass is starting to come up
right.
and so are the weeds?
Oh, yeah.
You can tell spring
yep.
is here. Our office is buzzing in York with people bringing in soil samples. One of the services that we provide is soil testing, and this is the great time of year to do it before you start planting your home gardens.
And you need to do that
yes.
so you can figure out why what you
why
think is going to happen
right.
is not happening.
Correct. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I need to amend my soil? Or yes, exactly right.
Well, everybody's soil is different.
Exactly.
If you got blackjack, you got a problem.
Right. It starts with the soil. Paul Thompson always preached that for sure. Got to have healthy soil.
All right. Evie, we don't want to leave you out of this discussion. Now, you showed me on this device that I think that I know how to work every once in a while, but then you showed me I don't know what I'm doing. We pulled up, you have a newsletter, or right? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so my friend Caroline and I just started the York County Current, which is a student-led journalism project where we travel around the county to all of the 4-H events that we can, and then we write news reports on them. It's to teach ethical journalism and like writing skills so that we can all have something on our resumes before we go off to college.
So when you write these articles, who is going through them before you put them online?
We peer edit. Like I said, I'm one of the editors of The Current, along with my friend Caroline, and we also have our lovely adults go through them just to make sure that everything's spelled right and everything is, like, good.
Well,
that'll
screw up your article if you're trying to please your adults. That ain't going to happen. You know that. So you're the one who would tell one of your friends, this article's no good, try it again?
Basically, we try not to, like, just tell them straight up this is bad. Instead, we just edit the stuff for them, basically, and then give them feedback as to, like, here's what we changed, here's how you could have made this better in the first place.
All right, so if somebody wants to find this York County Current, they just Google York County Current?
It's yorkcountycurrent.com. Make sure to put it in as all one word or else you'll get other stuff.
What was the other stuff you told me to get? You going to get a prison or something like that?
York County Current inmates. We didn't know that when we named our paper or when we got the domain name.
That's funny. Good for you. All right, so what else are you all doing besides the paper?
Well, March is Youth and Ag Month, so we've been doing a whole ton of agriculture stuff. All of the animal shows and, like, showing clinics that you can think of. We had a horse-drawn carriage workshop, a tractor-driving workshop.
A horse-drawn carriage workshop?
Yes.
Who came up with that?
I really don't know. Probably Miss Kristen or somebody, like, with her who knew it. I did not have the privilege to go to that because I was out of state, but I really wish that I had been able to.
I would have loved to have seen that one.
Yeah.
They had a chariot?
Something like that.
And a horse. Okay. Keep going. I'm sorry.
We had a canning workshop, showmanship workshops, all of that kind of stuff.
Canning is a big deal, is it not? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people do canning.
I'm actually the one who ran the canning workshop. We made pickles and jam, strawberry jam. All of the kids had a great time.
Well, now we're entering the strawberry season, right?
Yes.
So we're going to be back into canning.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you to Bush and Vine for, like, giving us all of the fruit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's about time for us to have our annual program. What's his name? I can't think of his name now. Mr. Edwards, Ron Edwards, from Springs Farms.
Yeah.
And he'll bring me a basket of the biggest doggone peaches. I just sit there and let him talk while I'm eating. That's the best ever. Okay, so we are basically here to help the general public with whatever it is that they're trying to get accomplished outdoors that does not involve technology.
That's right.
All right. You can't escape technology now.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't say that because a lot of agriculture is technology now.
Right. Precision ag is using AI and robots. I was visiting a farm in Columbia the other day where they were using robots to water the crops. I mean, going through the greenhouse. So technology is not
and drones
and drones for sure. Yeah,
they use them in forestry too.
Yeah, to map out the land and
it's
a lot out there, Manning.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So what is the most common thing, Ben, that you get called for help with?
In agribusiness. How do I find funding to start my farm?
Well, you go right over here to the Small Business Development Center and you go through that drill.
So, and that's another thing, too. People don't realize all the resources that we have in this area and across the state to support not only small business development, but farm business development.
Sure.
So it's educating them on what those are and walking them through.
Is the farming business as tough as we are led to believe it is?
It's hard. It's not for the faint of heart, for sure.
Physically
demanding,
right.
For sure.
But the pricing for these crops and what's going on across the world is,
food supply is so important. And that was part of the reason for Extension starting 100 years ago. How do we make sure that we're food secure? We're growing our food to be able to support us. I know in South Carolina, only about 10 to 12% of the food that we eat is grown in South Carolina.
What?
Think about that percentage. So from an agribusiness standpoint, there's a lot of opportunity on that table for new folks to come in and produce food that we can eat. We're not Alaska. We're South Carolina with our growing climate. So think about what we're exporting and importing.
10 to 12%
of the food. Think about your plate this morning. How much was that from South Carolina?
I have no idea.
Exactly. So, that coupled with, the average age of farmers now is knocking 60, which is young.
Yeah, thank you.
But it's getting closer and closer to a traditional retirement age.
So when you bring that topic up, the other part of that is how do you protect the land from the next generation that just wants to take it and turn it into money?
I often say farms make really great subdivisions because why? Flat land. So how do we protect, how do we conserve farmland, or how do we encourage the next generation to continue on if their family farm or go into farming? It's a continual challenge, but that's why we're here.
State Representative Randy Ligon, who is a farmer by trade, has got legislation down there pending to try to curb this stuff so that we, before we just monetize the farmland, we think he was particularly talking about solar farms. That's what he really didn't like. Solar farms are taking up good old farmland, put all those mirrors out there to collect the sun's rays, and you can't grow anything on them. And solar only produces, an easy-beasy tiny little bit of power, yet it's taking away land that needs to be done for that.
Production, right?
Okay, we're going to have to take our mid-program break. Now, you guys, we're going to see how smart the Extension Agency is. We're going to remind everybody that Straight Talk is made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Your Founders, and, of course, by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Here at Substation 2, we make fresh subs and salads. We do it in a way that brings people from out there back here time and time again. It's in the white letters, and we're all going to chant it out together at the count of three. So at the count of three, how do we do it here? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
You got it. Way to go, Clemson. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2. That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
When it comes to matters of the heart, you want someone who understands you. And that's our mission at Piedmont's Heart and Vascular Center. We are the only cardiovascular hospital in York County providing comprehensive care from diagnosis to recovery. Our team includes experienced cardiologists, cardiovascular surgeons, and nurses, all dedicated to keeping your heart healthy. Cardiac care with advanced technology close to home. That's Piedmont Medical Center. Learn more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to Comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Soup, here it is. Soup, here it is. Fight those cold weather chills with a cup of hot soup at Substation 2. We serve a rotating selection of flavors and never know what we feel like fixing, but it's all delicious. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winter.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Robert Carter, Ben Boyles, and Evie Martell are with us today. They're all associated with the Clemson Extension Service, and it's a very interesting story, and I had no idea that extension services are all across the country because of this Smith-Lever Act, but passed back in 1914. Okay, so what is the most common thing? You know, I was asking you, Ben. Mm-hmm. I don't think you gave me a straight answer. Uh-oh. But what is the most common thing people are calling you about that they want to have information about?
Well, for me, my particular program area is how, you know, more of the farm business startup process.
Right. So you got a lot of people who want to get into farming.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm the director of the Clemson South Carolina New and Beginning Farmer Program, and our flagship program is an annual cohort program of folks that want to start a new farm. We have 78 people in this year's class.
My God.
I know, right. From all over across the state of South Carolina, quite a few from the Tri-County area here. And those folks will go through a series of workshops to develop their business plan, learn more about farm financial management, connect with their resources, and really develop a new peer group of support from across the state. So we're really excited to launch that. That program, this year's program starts next month, and will run until August. But it's an annual program, and encourage folks to go to scnewfarmer.org to learn more.
Jeez. Now, are these people who have been in business before and they just want to start a farm?
So about 70% of this year's class has 0 to 1 year experience. So brand new.
In any kind of business.
In farming. Okay. Yes. Ages from 18 to about 70. So a wide range of ages. We have a wide range of enterprises. Some folks are interested in agritourism, specialty crops, beekeeping. I mean, there's lots of different enterprises out there that
we could spend a whole day on beekeeping.
Oh, no, we can't.
Fascinated by that.
Yeah, for sure.
And some of them have visited me. I mean, they called me. Yeah. Because they wanted to do orchards. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm probably not the person for that. They need to talk to someone like Rob Last, who does commercial horticulture. Right. But they called me, so I went out to visit them. And So I'm even getting that stuff.
What is the most common thing that you're hearing requests for help on?
It depends on what time of year it is.
That's a good point.
All right. Well, here we are, spring.
The big thing is they're worried about going out and coming up with a management plan. What are they going to do with their land? How they're going to get more deer? Later in the summer, they're worried about, hey, which insects are attacking my trees?
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, get into the fall, you know, it might be hurricane damage.
Oh, yeah.
Because that stresses the trees. And then it gets into cooler periods of time. It's like, I want to burn my land. What do I do? So it varies a lot. And then sometimes it's just, what kind of bird is this?
Yeah.
Or they'll bring in an insect.
Right.
What is this?
Right.
You never know.
So you knew all about insects.
I can do some. I mean, to a point where I got to find an entomologist.
But you know about trees. You can tell whether somebody needs to knock that tree down or it's okay.
Yeah. I know about birds and flowers and all that kind of stuff.
Jeez, isn't that something? Interesting. So your PhD is in what?
It's in forestry. But through my PhD, I studied the understory, the ground plants in the soil, because if you know those two, it tells you what trees will grow there.
Jeez, I'll tell you what.
So I did that in L.A. You know where L.A. is?
Yeah.
Lower Alabama?
I was going to say Lancaster, but anyway.
Well, that's a good guess.
Evie, when you sit here and listen to all this, does any of this make sense to you?
Some of it.
Some of it? Are you surprised to hear that there are that many young people who want to get into farming?
Honestly, no. We have about 500 4-H members in the county, and a good bit of those are people in ag, so that's not very surprising to me.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. And I'm wondering, is that a result of their families being in the farming industry, that they're interested in getting into it?
For some of them, I know I have a lot of friends personally who want to be like large animal and livestock vets and go into agriculture in that way. So I think it really just depends on like the person and their personality.
Well, of course, now Clemson and I had a chance to do the interview here a while back with the gentleman who really has been given a blank sheet of paper and is starting a new vet school up at Clemson. Fascinating story. They've got buildings coming up out of the ground, and I think they're going to start their program about a year from now. 2026,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And this is going to give the state of South Carolina its very first veterinarian school. And Lord knows we need vets. Everybody's got a pet of one kind or the other. So now what are you going to do with all this? You've been in 4-H. You're only in 11th grade, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping to be a museum curator. I can't tell you what college I want to go to because I think I would get turned on
You're going to be drummed out of 4-H.
Yeah, I think so.
So you think you want to be a museum curator?
Yes.
Do you spend a lot of time over here at the Museum of York County?
Yeah, I've been going there for my entire childhood. The giant ground sloth that they have I used to beg my mom to take me to look at it.
She's over there watching you.
Yeah, she's over there laughing at me.
Yeah, I got it. So what would you want to say to those out there, the young people, who have never had any exposure to 4-H? It sounds like 4-H is more than just for farming.
Yeah, it's a lot more than just for farming. I personally live in Fort Mill, so I don't have a lot of room to do any sort of farming stuff, but I'm one of the SIM ambassadors, and I'm, like, really big into the 4-H. Everybody should get into it, I think. It's just a really great youth development.
All right.
You can do forestry and wildlife in 4-H.
There you go. Guys, ladies, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Half hour's blown right by. Where can we find out more very quickly about Clemson?
Yeah, check us out. Our website is clemson.edu/York.
There you go. That solves it
all. Easy peasy.
Thank you, Ben Boyles. Thank you, Robert Carter. Thank you, Evie Martell. You all did a great job.
Thank you, Manny.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Your with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. You all did so well the first time around, you're going to get another opportunity. We do fresh subs and salads. We do it right here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, and we do it 6 days a week, between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and this is your chance to become famous. At the count of three, let's all bellow it out together. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.